DW.
This is your car.
This is my electrical car. I have two cars. One is for the family, one is for the electrical car, is for sort of short driving back and forth to work kind of thing.
Inger Setov is one of Norway's more than 100,000 electric car owners, helping make the country top in the world for electric car ownership per capita. By far, one in five electric vehicles in the whole of Europe are registered here.
Starting. And I need to get rid of some snow. That was easy.
Nice and quiet. So what made you decide to go for an electric car as a second car?
Because it is cheap and because it is convenient. You pay much lower taxes basically, so it's cheaper than a normal diesel or gas car. And also you can drive in the bus lane all the way to town, which means it's really, really fast to get to work.
There are still more than 2 million fossil fuel vehicles on Norwegian roads, yet buoyed by the success tax cuts have brought to electric car sales so far, Norwegian politicians now want to phase out petrol and diesel cars altogether by 2025.
My name is Eivind Trædal and I'm a city council member for the Green Party in Oslo.
Politicians like Eivind Trældal argue that it should be possible to tax fossil fuel vehicles off the road. It's a better and more realistic way of doing it than banning them outright, he says.
Well, the main thing is that we must keep having these subsidies that we already have, and probably, in our opinion and the Green Party, we should also make it more expensive to drive a fossil fuel car to give people more incentive to change. So I think the most important thing is that we have a balanced approach with both, the carrots and the sticks.
Now, even the current right-wing coalition government wants to make fossil fuel cars so unappealing and costly that they might all disappear in less than 10 years from now. But is that really possible? Well, I'm on my way to ask Erik Figenbaum, a chief research engineer at the Norwegian Institute of Transport Economics.
We can tax the gasoline cars and diesel cars even higher if we want to. So I think it is potentially possible to transition to a more or less fully electric passenger vehicle sector in the future.
I mean, there's a stated political aim to phase out fossil fuel cars within 2025. Do you see that as a reachable goal?
Well, I think that's a bit of a stretch because you still have remote areas in Norway. You still have people who drive long distances, but we can see much higher market shares than we have today, that's for sure. But 100% sales of electric vehicles in 2025, I think, will be tough to reach.
Well, this is an app where you can see where the closest charging station is, both ordinary charging and rapid charging.
The electric car uptake has been phenomenal in Norway by anyone's scale. The country has become a veritable laboratory for electric car use, says Marius Holm, who heads the Environmental Foundation Zero Emission Resource Organization, which works exclusively with emission issues.
Car CEOs come to Norway to understand what happens when you have mass adaptation of electric vehicles. They come to study infrastructure, charging networks, how does it work? In the beginning, it was an initial market who created volume. Now our role is to be the lab where we see how things work.
As a pedestrian here in Oslo, it's definitely nice to see all these electric cars whizzing past without spewing out toxic exhaust. But will they save the planet? Norway is, after all, one of the world's largest oil and gas producers. And critics, like Nina Jensen from WWF Norway, think the politicians need to stop hiding behind pretty statistics for electric car use.
Norway's still one of only two countries in Europe where emissions are still increasing. And there is limited political will to talk about our biggest emitter, which is the oil and gas sector. Emissions from oil and gas has increased in Norway by 80% since 1990. So if we really want to do something about climate change and we want to get serious, we really need to start doing something about our oil and gas production.
Because all our electricity comes from hydropower.
If the sales of electric cars continue to grow at the current rate, not much of Norway's oil production will go to power its own car fleet. Like the majority of Norwegian electric car owners, Inger Setov is very happy with her experience. So, with a new generation of bigger, longer-range cars coming out, will she consider swapping the family people carrier?
Definitely. The next time we buy a car, probably not so long, we'll have another, our big car is also going to be an electrical car. You know, in a year or two, we'll have two electrical cars.
So are Norwegians particularly environmentally conscious, or is it the incentives that's driven this huge sale of electric cars in Norway?
I'm thinking that it has... It's mainly driven by the incentives. You can use the bus lane, you don't pay the toll, you don't pay for parking, you can get a parking, you can charge your car for free while you're at work, making it affordable and convenient. I think that's the main reason, yes.
Lars Bevanger, DW, Oslo.
DW